inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Plenty of daylight to do some planting of our vegetables, and this week we wade into the debate of seeds versus starts. And with us on the line for this week's edition is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So what should we be using? Which is best, seeds or starts? Should we have been starting our vegetables already indoors?
Yes, both. Absolutely. That doesn't necessarily answer the question, but yes, I do both, and find that unless I'm very careful with my plants that I start indoors, I want to make sure they don't get overly pot-bound before they go out into the garden or into the greenhouse. With things like tomatoes, that doesn't matter so much. They are so tough that those, if you go, as long as they don't get too cold, you can bury. I've got some that are 3 feet tall in the house. I'm going to bury almost half of those in a trench in my soil. They will put out lots of roots, and they will grow like mad once they're out there. But things like zucchinis and cucumbers are really, really sensitive to that, so that you don't want to have a little plant, and I've seen these for sale sometimes, the little cucumber or zucchini plants that have blossoms on them already, they will be stunted and won't do well out there in the garden or in the greenhouse.
Again,
starting your own can really make a big difference, and direct seeding them. Not so much for tomatoes and those things that take such a long time to start, but the cabbage family crops, broccoli, cauliflower, all of those do very well. They sprout quickly in the soil if direct seeded. You just have to plant them real thin or plan to thin them as you go. And the zucchinis and cucumbers, again, as long as they go into warm soil, they sprout very quickly. The ones that I did in my house 3 weeks ago, so the timing was right, they're going in this weekend, they took 2 to 3 days to sprout. So very quick. You can even start today, take some of those seeds, put them between a layer of paper towels in a plastic bag, to pre-sprout them there before you plant them. So indoors versus out into the greenhouse. So really, you avoid that transplanting shock, and they take right off and grow. So assuming the conditions are right, we've got warm soil, things are looking good, it's a great time to be out there planting of whatever you have, because I know it is difficult. I got a call this morning. Did I have any zucchinis to sell? And I do not.
If you started something in the ground right now with seed, though, you're probably going to lose only, a few weeks?
Right, exactly. And again, sometimes that's not a bad thing, because especially if you've got both. And again, I've done this side by side where I've started broccoli plants and the same day planted seeds in a row beside each other. And yeah, 2 to 3 weeks different, again, usually because they're slowed down. They don't take right off and grow from those potted ones. And they almost catch up. But again, if you do this deliberately and do leave some spacing, say plant them 2 or 3 weeks apart, the seeds that is, after the plants go in, then you can spread out your harvest time longer. Lettuce, I mean, there's a lot of people are buying lettuce starts. And same thing, you know, eventually they bolt in the summertime when, in July or August. But assuming that we want, and then they get kind of bitter, they don't taste good. So if you get a second crop, sometimes you can get a third crop if you space them out, and that works really well to get you your salad greens at least till hard frost, essentially.
Oh, okay. And just before we go here, are there any events planned for this weekend that we should
know
about?
There are. It is Saturday is Alaska Public Gardens Day, so the Jensen Olson Arboretum is open as it normally is. But Merrill Jensen will be doing some walking tours around the garden. It's prime time to see primroses in bloom, among other things. Other stuff is late. You know, the apples and cherries are very late this year. But hopefully this warmth, we got 10 days with warm weather. Hopefully they'll be blooming soon, too. So get out in the outside and get away from the computer and get out there and recreate.
Sounds like a good idea. Thanks a lot, Ed.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Bajarski, Master Gardener, joins us every Thursday morning here on Morning Edition during the spring, summer, and very early fall.